Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. McDowell Colony composers will be on our program this week. I've chosen six composers from the mid-20th century who all went to this famous artist's retreat to work. Several of them mingled together there. We'll hear music of Ruth Crawford Seeger, Mabel Daniels, Miriam Gideon, Amy Beach, Mary Howe, and Louise Talma. 100 years ago, the composer Edward McDowell and his wife Marion bought a farm in Peterborough, New Hampshire, as a summer retreat. As founder of the American Academy in Rome, McDowell soon began to envision his place in the country as a retreat where artists from various disciplines could come together to work in an atmosphere charged with creativity. Grover Cleveland, Andrew Carnegie, and J.P. Morgan were among the contributors who made this dream a reality, and in 1907, the colony hosted its first group of artists. Edward McDowell died in 1908, but Marion carried on with the dream. 32 artist studios were built on the farm's 450 acres. Composers have pianos, writers a writing table. Over 4,000 artists have been fellows there, including Willa Cather, Barbara Tuchman, and many other writers. Thornton Wilder wrote parts of Our Town there. Composers Aaron Copland, Virgil Thompson, and Leonard Bernstein wrote there. And architects, photographers, painters, sculptors come there from all parts of the United States and abroad. So many women composers have been to the McDowell Colony that I can't fit them into one program, so perhaps we'll have a sequel in the future. I want to start with Mabel Daniels because she spent 24 summers as a McDowell Colony Fellow, starting in 1914. The piece we'll be hearing was composed there. Mabel Daniels lived from 1879 to 1971. She was born in Swampscott, Massachusetts. She studied the piano from an early age and wrote her first piece when she was 11. She attended the newly founded Radcliffe College, where she was director of the Glee Club, for which she wrote and conducted two operettas in 1900, the year she graduated. After leaving Radcliffe, Daniels studied composition privately with George Chadwick, one of the leading composers of the New England School. In the autumn of 1902, at Chadwick's suggestion, she went to Munich for further composition study with Ludwig Thiele. She went on to a long and distinguished career. In 1908, the Boston Pops performed her first orchestral work, and it was followed by many performances of chamber and orchestral works, as well as cantatas. From 1913 to 1918, she was head of music at Simmons College, Boston. She continued writing into her 80s. We're going to hear a short orchestral piece called Deep Forest, undoubtedly a reference to the New Hampshire woods. It will be performed by the Imperial Philharmonic of Tokyo, William Strickland conducting. Thank you.